From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, and welcome into Life Change Weekend. Glad you're listening in. Maybe you're a first-time listener. On weekends, what we do is that we talk about, well, that may be a book somebody wrote. Perhaps it's something about a person's life that was changed by the power of the gospel. We also talk on the weekends about our ministry, and that's what we're going to do about today. We're going to talk about our ministry, what God is doing. And recently, we've had some of our board members on doing some devotions with us on Fridays. And we also have some regulars that come on here with us on Saturday. One of those is Rick Ramsey, my dear friend from Virginia. He is our international director. How are you doing, and how are things in Virginia, Rick?
I am doing well, and I'm thankful to be able to say that because my voice was gone for like 10 days, even though I kept preaching and doing all the things that I do. But it was a real struggle. And this week, God has given me some voice again, and boy, it reminds me of how we take everything for granted, and I'm grateful to be able to talk to you today.
Yeah, for a preacher not to be able to speak, that's not a good thing, is it?
No, it's not. And when you're involved in the ministry that we are in, I realized, you know, I found out we do a lot of talking and in a lot of ways.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Now, Rick, one of the things I want to talk to you about today is, you do our international ministry here, but you're involved with our college. We have just opened up Padrone Ministry College. We're so thankful for a number of students that are enrolled, and the college is up and running and doing very well. It's an online college. We call it the School Without Walls. Rick, you are one of our mentors. Tell us about what the mentor program is. In fact, you oversee the mentoring program at our college.
Well, you know, I was remembering when you first proposed this idea to me, a year and a half, maybe almost 2 years ago now. You know, I thought of encouragement. I thought of how you had been a mentor to me and how others had mentored me in my journey of not only spiritually, but decision-making. I can remember a conversation you and I had before I left my last church and the importance of those kinds of contacts. So when the college was set up with a mentorship mentality, it really was something that I wanted to be involved in, although I felt ill-prepared for it as well, I guess.
Yeah, and remember, Rick, back in the beginning of the whole concept of our college, our administration felt that the mentor was as important as the professor, and the professor, of course, is very important, but the mentor helps with questions like, did you do your homework? did you read your Bible? Are you praying? Is God answering prayers in your life? And all of a sudden, this person becomes like a key friend to them as well as a mentor. So it's a great thing. And some of you listening in, you may be interested in our college. Maybe you want to be a student. Maybe you want to submit credentials for a professorship. Maybe you want to become a mentor, as Rick is and oversees this. What you can do is simply go to dinopadroneministries.org or .com. That's DINOPEDRONE. Ministries is plural, MINISTRIES. And simply go there and find our college, just link to our college, and all of the information is there. You read about the courses that we have, the semester that's in process right now. You read about our board members and our people that are professors. You read about what we believe and the goal of the college and what degree you receive and how we're affiliated with the Department of Education. in the great state of Florida, here in the United States. All of that stuff is there. You can go there and get that information. Now, Rick, speaking of mentorship, some of the people you mentor right now are leading pastors actually of Africa who've never really had the education they needed. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Yes, you know, I should have been aware that these men would be desirous or be a part of my role, and they are wonderful, godly men. And some of them, I just talked to one of them the other day, found out he's 55. He's been serving the Lord a while, but he wants the training. And, of course, they don't have access to all of the blessings that we have here in America. Computers and internet access are always a challenge, and yet they have a motivation to love God and serve Him that really impels them and compels them forward. And so it's been a challenge to work with them and an encouragement to work with them. I'm getting to know them better every week, as like you said, we talk to them about all of their journey needs, and specifically to college and the connection with our programs. And we're all on a journey in the early stages of the school, but they all finished, and I'm thankful to praise the Lord, they all finished their first semester, passed their grade. So we just celebrate that with all of the difficulties, they were able to finish that first semester and now are moving right into the next one.
Yeah, I'm kind of teary-eyed as you say that, Rick, because I know so many of those, and not just these men, but men that are in places in the world, like our friends there in Myanmar, who just really have very little facilities, very little revenue coming in, and yet they have such a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. It really challenges my heart, and I'm so thankful that we're ministering to them. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dina Padron talking to you, and this is Rick Ramsey with us today. I'm in Florida. He is in Virginia as we are making this conversation known to you about our ministry here, and we're talking a little bit about Padron Ministry College. And again, I encourage you to go to dinapadronministries.com or .org and get information about our college. Simply go there and then click on where it says Padron Ministry College. Rick, tell us a little bit about also what's going on in that country of Myanmar. It's so much happening there. It's a country that you and I become very close to because of our journey there. Politically, it's got challenges. We help pastors there. Fill us in on what's going on there.
Well, I wish I could say that things are going better, but there have been times where that has been true. But just in a conversation the other day with Pastor Munn, who heads up our ministry in that country and does a fantastic job, he has some students there. There's a small seminary there. He tries to train these young men, and we're going to connect with them in relation to our school as well at some point, I hope. But he had to send them home early for Christmas because in that particular city of Kalamaya, where he's located, fighting has broken out, and it just wasn't safe for them to stay there. And that's true across the country. And, you know, there's little flare-ups because there's rebellion everywhere against the government, which took over in a coup back in February of 22.
Now, the Bible says there'll be wars and rumors of wars as we come toward the coming of the Lord. We have the conflict Ukraine and Russia. We have the conflict in Gaza. What is the basis of this issue there, Rick, in this country?
Well, you know, I wish I knew. I guess, like all wars, power is the key. The country was making great strides toward being a democratic government, and there were those who did not want that. The military took over and kind of shut down all of that. And, of course, the ministry goes on regardless of what's going on around us. We've told Pastor Munn, keep your head down and keep serving the Lord. And he's done that, but sometimes you have to keep your head down a while and not be able to serve. And they did that through COVID. Now the church work still goes on. These pastors we're supporting are out in those villages, still winning people to Christ, still baptizing in a very difficult place.
Yeah, Pastor Joseph has quite a testimony there. He's somebody that you and I know fairly well. Tell us a little bit about Pastor Joseph.
He is such a dear brother. Now, he's in Yangon, which is the largest city in the country, and a couple of 3 hours, maybe more, from Kalamaya, the heart of our ministry. But he is serving in that large city among the Buddhist community. And it's a slow process to win someone who's caught up in a false religion. But he's done that. And I just saw pictures today that was such a blessing of 100 or more people packed into a building where he was preaching and teaching to them. Obviously, there's so many challenges that he experiences. And he just, in a letter to me, he was so grateful for the funds that we send them. And then they, contrary to what we have in America, and the goal, of course, there, the people don't have anything to give. He ends up giving to them clothing and food. So he shares that $100 a month that we send him with the people in his church and provides for his family as well. What a faithful man. He's been in that ministry there now for, I guess, 10 years or so, just serving the Lord faithfully, and we're so thankful for him. And he wanted me to share his gratitude to our donors. Without them, he couldn't do what he does.
Yeah, if you would like to donate to this ministry, again, go to DinoPadronMinistries.com or .org and simply go to the donate button and make a contribution to these pastors. We support 10 there, right, Rick? 10 pastors and
They change a little bit now and then as one pastor's church becomes what we call self-supporting, and then they don't need the support. Pastor Munn makes those decisions, but then there's always more waiting in the wings. We could probably support 100 pastors in the country if we had the funds.
There may be somebody listening in today, and God is provided wealth for you, and I would encourage you to pray about perhaps sending a large gift and simply say it's for these pastors in Myanmar. All of the money you send in will go directly there. We don't keep anything in our ministry here for it. It goes directly there, and we do that because of our commitment there. Rick was there, spoke at the National Convention. I spoke at the National Convention before he was there. We went to look at these villages, and it really was a burden to both of us. And our entire ministry here is very, very heavily involved in that. So if you want to help us, again, you may want to help us with just a small gift. It doesn't matter. There's no big, large, small, little gift in God's kingdom. They're all very important. But we really want to help these pastors there. I think our last newsletter, if I remember right, Rick, we had a number of letters in there that they sent back to us. And it's really a very moving thing. It touches our hearts. I know it brings tears to my eyes, as I'm sure it does yours, as you read some of those letters. They're very special, aren't they?
They sure are. I have one right in front of me now from Joseph that we received really since that last newsletter. And as you said, moving, that he is able now, because we give, to provide food for his children and for many of his church family. He shares with them little cookies and candies and used clothing that they're able to provide. He says they are also very hungry physically as well as spiritually, even they don't understand their spiritual situation. And he's so thankful to the churches. We have some churches that support us monthly, and then the bulk of our support, I think, comes from Sunday school classes, individuals who just catch the burden and have a love. And they are so grateful, and we keep up with them regularly, and they're just a joy to be a part of their ministry.
I think of a church in Tennessee, Rick, that often they call me, they'll have one of my books, and they're going through the book in a study, and they want to talk to me about the book. They have questions about it. And then we get into, really, we go from the book to this topic. And they have sent numerous checks, personal checks, business people have sent some checks in. And of course, you've raised a lot of money there in the area where you're at through churches. And this is how we do it. We don't take it out of our ministry budget. It's through the love gifts of God's people. And so we're very, very thankful for the many people that help and provide for that. And as you travel, Rick, too, you share this burden with the churches you speak at, don't you?
Yes. As you said, it is a faith ministry. We made certain commitments to them, and there have been times where the funds were not there till the last day. I remember last summer preaching at a church and shared that I was a little over $1,000 short, and a man comes to my house the next day with a check for $1,000. It's so exciting to watch God's people take that burden up and desire to be a part of it. And here we are at Christmas time. What a wonderful way to give a Christmas gift. You know, we give them to one another, and sometimes they appreciate them, sometimes they don't. But what a wonderful thing to do, to give a Christmas gift to the ministry of the pastors in Myanmar.
Yeah, I think of a dear lady years ago. She was in my church in Florida, single lady, and she always wanted to go to Guatemala. And so we raised the money and sent her there as a missionary. She sends money in every single month for the ministry, but also for these pastors. And she says just as the church helped her, she wants to help them. And those stories are wonderful. Again, go to Dina Padron Ministries and simply go to the donate button and simply donate to this project. And all the funds will go there. It's a wonderful and very, very worthy project. So we've talked about the college today a little bit. We've talked about the mentorship program. And we've been talking about what we do in the area of missions and so forth. There are other places, of course, that we do some help with around the world in missions. Our policy has always been, there are many people ask for money and ask for help. But we have a policy in our ministry that we need to know the people, primarily meaning that we have traveled there, we have seen them, we've seen the work and can endorse the work, or we have somebody who has been there that's part of who we are. And so we're very, very careful how we send these funds and use these funds. There's a lot of misuse of funds out there, and yet I'm very familiar with the fact that there are so many people that really do need the funds. Rick, when we send these funds, I give you the funds out of our account. Once the funds come in and you send them, you're very, very happy with what's going on and getting it there, aren't you? It's a secure thing.
Yeah, we have had to do it several different ways. Early during COVID and during the coup, there was unique ways that we were able to get it there. Now that the banks are back open, we're able to transfer the money that way. And we send it back quarterly, which allows us in that time to raise. So when we do it quarterly, that would be $3,000. We get it to the head of our ministry there, Pastor Munn, and then he distributes it. They all write a letter letting us know that they received it and what they're doing in their ministry, updating us on what they're doing and how they feel about the ministry. And then he sends a report, and they sign for it. So, I mean, we are very careful to make sure that everything is handled properly. And we're so grateful for the opportunity.
Anywhere you look around the world, there are needs. We can't meet all the needs. You listening in can't meet all the needs, but we can meet some of the needs. And if this is something God is speaking to your heart about and you want to partner with us, that would be absolutely wonderful. Rick, we have, probably 5 minutes left here, a little less than that maybe. Give us something from the scripture today to take us through this beautiful Saturday.
Well, you know, there's a passage of scripture that comes to my mind out of Psalms 118, verse 24. It's a familiar passage of scripture. And I was reminded of it one time when I was asked, what was my 7-year plan for the church? Caught me off guard. I was lucky to have a 7-day plan with all the ministry that a pastor has responsibility for. And this verse of scripture come to my mind. And again, it's familiar, Psalms 118:24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I just note that the Lord made the day, the creation of this day. He gave us this day. This is the only day that we have. We look forward to the future if God gives it to us. We look back on the past and praise God for it. But this is the day in which we have to serve the Lord. This is the one that he's made. And then he tells us the choice of it. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice in the day that God has given us. Today is the day to serve the Lord. I don't know where our people are, what circumstance they're in. They may be fearing tomorrow. They may be dreading tomorrow, or they may be excited about tomorrow. But today's the day. Today's the day to serve the Lord and to rejoice in that opportunity. And that's the thought the Lord gave me today.
Yeah, that's a great psalm in the Old Testament. I was in a church recently, Rick, and spoke on that passage. And it's, you know, when you think of it, you think of the Old Testament tabernacle where the presence of God was known, then the temple. And now God, the Holy Spirit, lives within our lives based upon the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the advent of the Holy Spirit. It's quite a truth that we have there from the Word of God. I want to thank you, Rick, for being on with us again today. He's a regular with our program. I also want to remind you to stay tuned Monday through Friday as we have Life Change Today, as we take you through the Word of God, and check in your own local area where you may be at as to when it is on. We are on the Montrose Broadcasting Network. We're dear friends up in the northeast part of our country. But then it goes on Mission Go online. It goes all over the various parts of America now with the online programming as well as different parts of the world. And we are also rejoicing that we are on in East Africa. We are on in every one of the English-speaking nations there through good friends there in East Africa. And we rejoice in what God is doing. And we hear so many wonderful things that the Lord has touched people's lives with. I have a letter here, Rick, for example, from Utah, where a lady said she heard our program and gave her life to Jesus Christ from listening to the program. And I was so delighted to get that letter. We had one from Maine just recently. I didn't even know we were on in Maine. And somebody said that they were ordering some of our books. And it's just a joy to have these programs going out. If you'd like to be receiving our posts, if you'd like to be receiving our live streams, we are now going on Roku television. There's a number of different things that we're going into. Again, simply go to dinabedroministries.com. Much of the information is there. And there's a phone number to call there as well if you'd like to get some of that information. We are delighted, and we are very thankful to God the way that He is providing for us here. And let me just say once again about our college. The college is a very special place in our hearts. We call it a school without walls, and what we mean by that is we have this college that we want to train young people. I was the president of a wonderful Bible college for 11 years, and I received stacks of letters every single month of donors that were giving to the college. And so often I would sign those letters and know very well that the money they were giving had to go back into repairing buildings and repairing sidewalks and so forth. And it dawned on me one day, if all of this money could simply be given back to students. And so that's why we have a college without walls. We don't want a building. We want to be able to, through the online miracle, to take the teaching of the Word of God to people everywhere. We have a very select, godly group of professors who are highly qualified in their fields. And along with that, we have a number of people who are mentors. We heard Rick talk today about mentorship that he oversees at our college and how this is changing so many lives. He spoke specifically about some of those people who are in Africa and how those lives are being touched. So all of this is wonderful. We're thanking God for it. And we encourage you, my dear friend, to be a part of Dina Padron Ministries. And simply go there, dinapadronministries.com or .org, and get all the information. Thanks for listening into our program today. Again, I remind you, we're on every Saturday morning with Life Change Weekend, and then Monday through Friday with Life Change Today. Teaching the Word of God, taking the Word of God to people. The Word of God is what everybody needs today. And that, my friend, is a life-changing truth. I hope it encourages you and helps you throughout this day. Life change. Jesus Christ changing our lives.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of Indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.